Still, we're going up this tunnel. We came way above the Earth's surface. We went out into space, and we went above the Earth. So the Earth was like a globe by looking back at the Earth. It was awesome to see the Earth from space. I don't know why the Lord took this route. He didn't have to take the scenic route home, you know. But when I was a teenager, I always wanted to be an astronaut. And I believe the Lord remembered that thought, and He said, He'll give us the desires of our heart. You see, if He'll give me that little desire, how much more will He give us all the desires of our heart, right? Something that's more important. That wasn't important. But yet the Lord chose to go that route. And for me to see the Earth from space was awesome. I'm telling you, to see the Earth from space is like nothing you can imagine. And Job 26:7 talks about the Earth is hung on nothing. Well, it's amazing to see it. It's just hanging on nothing. It's like, what's holding it up? What's making it turn just at 1,000 miles an hour so precisely? All these things went through my mind. And the Lord revealed two things to me. He allowed me to feel a little bit of His power that He has and His great love, which I'll tell you about. Numbers 12:6 says, the Lord reveals Himself in a vision and speaks in a dream. So He revealed two things to me. Both were awesome. When I was looking at space, I could see all the stars, all the planets. I could grasp a little bit more than we can here with our own mind of how many there are. There is billions and billions and billions of stars, planets. God is in control of every one of them. And He has a name for every one of them. Isn't that awesome? He has a name for every one of these billions of stars. And it was just mind-boggling to grasp all that and to think of all that and that He's controlling every bit of it. There is nothing that's outside of God's control. Absolutely nothing. I thought about people on the earth, how many there were, and God knows every thought that we're all thinking at every second. He knows every hair that's on our head, how many there are, which changes all the time. You know? And hopefully not too soon. Anyway, so all these things God knows, and I was aware of that awesome power. I was just enjoying the glories of God. I was looking at the ocean, and I was thought, look at the water, how big the ocean is, and how it doesn't spill onto the land. It just sits put. You know, if you ever try to carry a bowl of water across the room, you can't do it. It spills just out of the bowl. We can't even do it with a little bowl, and God's got thousands of miles of ocean not even moving an inch at turning at 1,000 miles an hour. I mean, it's just amazing. And so all that, I was just overwhelmed. But then right then, He said, you know, look. And I turned around. I looked back down that tunnel we just came out of. And I saw people falling back down in that tunnel, one after another, after another, after another. I felt so bad for these people. It was terrible. And then I guess he turned up the volume or whatever of the feeling that He has for people, how much love He has for mankind. See, Ephesians 3:19 says, His love passes knowledge. Well, He allowed me to feel a little bit of His love. And I couldn't stand feeling what He feels. He loves people so much that it pains Him when He sees someone go to hell. You know, Ezekiel 33:11 says that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. There's no pleasure for God seeing people go to hell, and it hurts Him to see people going there. That's why He wants us to open up our mouths and witness, you see, because it's His creation that's going there. And one after another, I felt so bad for those people falling down, you know, and they'll never get out. Anyway, it just causes you to really want to witness. And seeing all that and how much love He has for people was overwhelming. I couldn't stand it. I asked Him to stop. I can't stand what you feel. I can't stand feeling even a little bit of the pain that He feels and that because of the great love He has for mankind. So anyway, we're still above the earth. We came back down quickly on the earth. I wanted to stay there for a while, but we came back fast, came up on my house. I saw my body lying on the floor through the roof of my house. It was amazing. I thought, that's not me. This is the real me. So it's really strange to see yourself outside of yourself. Like that's not me. This is the real me. Okay? And my body to me looked just like if you were to get out of your car and look at your car. Okay? It's not you. It's just a vehicle to get you around in. That's how it appeared. I was like, that just gets me around this short life here. And then the Lord allowed me. I saw an actual puff of smoke go up, like a vapor of smoke went up, like a tea kettle would produce. And the Lord said, that's your life. You know, 100 years or so. And it was over that fast. He let me realize that what we do in that little puff of smoke, that little time that we have here, counts for all eternity. I mean, isn't that amazing? And I thought, we've got to go out there and do the things of God and be about our Father's business. We need to witness, we need to share, we need to feed the poor and do all the things God calls us to do. You know, we think 100 years is long. Well, it's a little puff of smoke compared to eternity. But yet what we do in this little puff of smoke counts for eternity. Isn't that awesome? I mean, it counts. So we have to have an eternal perspective on things. When we understand eternity and salvation and witnessing, you've got to look at it from an eternal perspective. Okay, the sacrifice you might go through now, it's well worth it. You'll be rewarded in heaven for eternity for whatever you do for God. You know, so that should motivate all of us to want to go out there and share. That's how I felt. I came back on my body, like I said, and then that's where I came back in, and then I didn't remember. But I did know this. I knew my wife had to pray to remove the torments of hell because I would have died. I knew my body would have physically died. You cannot stand the torments of hell in this physical body. It's just too awful. God graciously removed it. But even after that, it still took me about a year to settle down from all this. You know, I mean, I wanted to witness to everything that moved. I was frustrated when people would not listen and say, I don't believe that Bible stuff. You want to shake them and, you know, say, look, you don't understand. You're going to go to this place of torment. You know, so anyway, it took me about a year to kind of calm down from it. And like I said, I didn't want to tell anybody, but people started finding out and we started going and sharing. So that's what we've been doing. You know, I want to share with you just one quick story because I know it's getting late and we'll end. But God's confirmed this in so many ways, so many stories. But one really story that blessed us. I had spoken to church, my wife and I, in Kansas. And a pastor got a hold of the CD and he felt led to mail it to a lady that he knew. Well, the lady got it out and started listening to it, watching it. It was a DVD, I think it was. Anyway, and her son came through the living room, came home, and he sat down and listened. Well, she was shocked because he had just gotten out of prison. He had been in prison on and off for 20 years. And he would never listen to anything to do with God or the Bible. He didn't want to hear anything about that. And he sat down and he actually listened, which she was surprised. Well, at the end of my message, anyway, he got down on his knees and he said, I don't want to go to a prison again. I need to get saved. I need to receive Jesus. Anyway, he accepted the Lord, and he was all excited. And he said, I'm going to go to church tomorrow morning, because it was a Saturday night, and I'm going to testify what God's done for me. I'm going to tell all my drug addict friends what God's done. And I'm so excited, and he wanted to share with the church what God had done. Well, anyway, 6 hours later, in the middle of the night, he died. So the drugs killed his body. You know, he just didn't make it. So, but the mother was trying to reach us. She was so grateful that her son got saved just before he died, you know. So timing, you know, is so important. And here I didn't want to go. I remember I didn't want to go and speak at that church. I didn't want to go. I thought, I don't want to do this. I don't want to subject myself to all this again. And we went. But, you know, even if just one gets saved, you know, it's worth it. But praise God, many people have, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.